Chapter 22. Midda lifted the mouse babe down from her shoulders. She massaged the back of her neck, which was sore from carrying Diggler. He was never still for a moment. The shrewmaid faced the fork which Jinty had told her of. Tura relinquished her passenger, looking from one tunnel to the other.
The one on the right goes downward. The other goes up. Which one do you think we should take?
Midda answered promptly.
The one that goes up, of course. That'll probably get us out of here.
The squirrel maid was still contemplating both tunnels.
Hey, that was my first thought. And that's what the varmint'll think too. Mightn't the downhill one be better? They won't expect us to go that way.
Jiddle interrupted.
That's what I was thinking, but I don't like the look of the one that goes down. I'll wager we'd run into more water that way. It might be very deep. Then where'd we be, eh?
Little Diggler pushed his way past them, snorting.
You are talking stupid! Diggler goes up!
The sight of the tiny mouse babe trudging busily away caused Tura to chuckle.
He's right. Up's the only way to go. Come on, mate.
It soon became rather tiring trekking uphill. Jinty put Calla the hare babe down.
Come on, young'un. Time you tried walking, you great sleepy lump. Look at the size of you.
Midda shook her head.
It'll slow us down if the youngest babes have to walk.
Jiddle allowed the other hare babe, Urfa, to slide down from her back.
Aye, and if we keep carrying him, it won't be long before we're too tired to go any further. I vote we should all walk.
Diggler nodded decisively.
All walk now. Look at me, I walk. Midda not have to carry Diggler.
The very small ones held paws with Diggler at their centre. Jiddle and Jinty brought up the rear, urging them on with a simple chant.
One, two, I will walk with you. Put your paw down on the floor, now you've taken one step more. One, two, keep on going, me and you. Oh my dearie me, what comes after one, two, three? Three, four, we can walk a whole lot more.
Jiddle called to Tura, who was at the front.
Look at us. They're getting along just fine.
The squirrel maid glanced back.
That's good. Keep going. But keep your eyes and ears about you. Don't forget there's vermin on our trail.
After a while, the upward tunnel took a sudden bend. This culminated in an oval-shaped cave with two other tunnels leading off it.